Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. I wonder how many of us know the meaning, I'm sure most of us do, know the meaning of our name. I'm sure some of us have looked it up at some point. The good thing about having online now is you can just type your name into Google and find out exactly what it means. And I wonder how many of us know the circumstances under which our parents chose our name. I'm sure most of us do. And of course, there's all that anticipation as a baby's about to be born. You know, what is the name? Have the parents chosen the name? And sometimes it takes parents a long time to choose a name, a few days after the birth even. My name was chosen because my father is Greek and my mother is South African, and my name is Christine Evie, in Greek, Christina Paraskevi. And Christine was a great friend of my mother's, and also it was a name that interchanged between the two cultures. So you could have Christine or Christina, and Evie Paraskevi. The oldest daughter in the family is always named after the paternal grandmother, so that was my grandmother's name, but it's also the name of a saint in the Greek Orthodox Church. And strangely enough, the same name for the day Friday. I'm not quite sure I've figured that out, why the Greek word for Friday is the same name as the saint's name, is also a little girl's name. I'm not sure. I never figured that out in all my years. But it does tell you, when you think about your name, what a name means. And we hear one of the names of Christ named by the angel, and the name Jesus also has a special meaning. And it means Yahweh helps, or Yahweh is salvation. And Yahweh is the Jewish name for God. And in Jewish circles, in some communities, Yahweh is so holy a name that it cannot be said. And I remember when I was at school, there were a lot of Jewish students who had specifically Jewish RE, and when they had to fill in their workbooks, they never actually filled in the name of God completely. They would put a Y-H, because the name of God is so holy that it cannot be said. Jesus means the Lord saves. And there's another name that is given to Jesus that we heard the angel say in our gospel this morning, and that is Christ. And do we know what Christ means? Well, it means God's anointed one. And the Old Testament is full of stories about prophets and kings whom God anointed because they had special things to do. We know the story of King David, who was out in the fields, also a shepherd. And all the brothers were placed before Samuel, but God said, and David is the one, and David was anointed. People being set aside for a special task. Jesus is God's anointed. So when we say Jesus is the Christ, we're saying Jesus, God's anointed one. We are saying that God has chosen him to be our Savior. And there is still another name we give to Jesus. He has many names, but I'm sure you will have heard it many times over this Christmas season. Do you want to guess? Anyone want to guess? Very good. Emmanuel. And we had the fascinating story of the noisy neighbor at the crib service yesterday, where the little mouse thought that Jesus' name was Manuel. Children loved it. And then we got to the end of the story and we heard, no, Jesus' name, it was longer. Jesus' name is Emmanuel. It's a name we use a lot at Christmas time. Do we know what Emmanuel means? Well, that's right, it means God with us. And that's a special promise from God, one made long ago through the prophet Isaiah. And we heard some words from Isaiah in our reading this morning. So let's think about these three names for Jesus. Jesus, Christ, Emmanuel. And remember what they remind us, those names. That in him, God has a special purpose. That in him, God has come to save us and to be with us. And that we are never alone. And I think in the light of current events in our community, that is so important that we hang on to that name, Emmanuel. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. In Jesus, God walks beside us. He's not far away, somewhere out there, away from us. He is walking right beside us. In Crawley Down, in this moment in time, right now. Emmanuel, God with us. We are never, ever, ever alone. And that we can hang on to that knowing, that precious name, that we are never without his help and his love. And at the end of our gospel reading, it tells us that Mary treasured these things in her heart and pondered them. And I guess, you know, we hear the story so many times every year that we kind of think, oh, you know, that's the story. But for them, they were dealing with all sorts of things, you know, in the story. As they were, life was unfolding for them. And some of it was extremely challenging. Mary and Joseph had to take the child and flee to Egypt not long after. And Mary must have been wondering, what is all this? She pondered all these things in her heart. And we, at a time like this, must ponder these things. And in pondering these things, these names of Christ, as we ponder the name Emmanuel, take him into our hearts. He draws near to us, and he surrounds us with his peace and his hope. Amen.